Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Steelers red zone stuff. Hey, Lev, what's happening here?
We got to figure out to make some plays. You know, I mean, I remember we had a throw in the end zone. It was dropped. I mean, we made that play. We're not talking about red zone struggles.
Yeah, what are they? 1-for-6. That works out to, I think, 17% yesterday. Kicked a lot of field goals. Third down efficiency, 2-of-11. I think that's like 18-19%, if my math is correct there. Not good on either one of those. This, to me, it's not the players. It's not the guys on the field. It's the problem with the guys on the field that are sent there by the coaches. It's strictly personnel. You can only ask guys to do so much. I'm at this point. Just leave Le'Veon Bell in the football game. First, let's tackle third down. Let's leave Le'Veon Bell in the football game if you're Steeler coaches on third and short. He gets you there. He helps put you in position to make it third and short. There's no reason to take him off the field anymore. He's a third down short yardage back.
All day. Why wouldn't he be? I agree with you. And you speak of the red zone. Martavis Bryant should never be trying to catch a ball before the end zone to get into the end zone. He needs to be in the end zone. He's 6'5". You throw it up to him, it would make a little more sense. And catch the ball. Vance McDonald, I'm glad you brought that up to Ed. I was said the same thing. I wrote in my papers, I'm trying to like this guy. It's very tough. And then the play, the time management, the clock management at the end of the half was an opportunity there that was squandered by doing a run play. A couple of things they could look at, but it's mostly self-inflicted things, I think. They can fix this. They need to.
I know the Steelers were given a bit of a gift. I think it was a legitimate call because you can't rule a pass to Antonio Brown uncatchable if he's not given a chance to catch it. But that was
Mad Dog had a better chance of catching it than Antonio Brown.
Right, but that was better. You know, but at any rate, okay, so you agree then maybe, okay, you call it a gift, right? You get a pass interference call that gets them the ball down at the
But
the
then it was evened
line.
Up later on when they didn't get a call in the end zone on Antonio Brown that could have been a pass interference call.
Right.
So I think it all went. It all washed.
Okay, but yeah, but it all worshed. But but what didn't worse was, you know, McDonald dropping a touchdown pass. And then that was just a complete mess. They had a timeout left. There was no reason
to
rush anything. Yeah, I know.
Quick.
This is pretty good.
You got 7 seconds, I believe it was 7 or 8, whatever it was, with a timeout. That's at least 2 shots to the end zone. But we run the plays that are called. They must have saw something, thought we could get it. I hate to just get 3 points down there. I think that's what is so frustrating about that particular series.
That's Ben telling people, we screwed up, but it wasn't me. Just so,
yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
No, right. But two years ago, Ben, I feel would have been like... BS. I'm running this. This doesn't make. I'll explain it to you why I did this later. Why isn't he doing that now?
Well, I think one reason, Josh, is because the personnel that they have in the game isn't what he wants.
And he didn't want to blow a timeout to switch personnel packages.
Right. Because they had it was second down.
Right.
Because McDonald drops a pass. Okay. So there's that stops the clock. So it's second and goal at the 5-yard line with I think it was 13, whatever it was. At least take one shot into the end zone, but instead they run the ball.
Long story short, though, it doesn't hurt you yesterday, but those kind of things will hurt you eventually if you can't get it right.
Yeah.
And what has to happen for me on the third and shorts, get Rosie Nix in the fourth down, too. Rosie Nix needs to be in the football game. Now, listen, I'm not saying Watson's a bad football player, but the novelty's kind of worn off for me. He doesn't need to be carried on this football team anymore. I've seen enough of him. Make James Conner your fourth down or your short yardage back if you have to, your muscle back.
Mm-hmm.
Hand it to, if you want to, hand it to Rosie Nix or hand it to Lev Bell. They're carrying an extra running back for a specialty, which is Watson. I guess he's returning some kicks, too. But there's no reason to have him on the football team. It's nothing personal against this Watson, but he's not used enough, and he's not good enough at that, and they don't use him in that personnel package enough to justify that spot.
It's a crowded position. There's no need
for
him.
Right. There's just no need for him. That is the short yardage stuff. The red zone stuff, I thought it got better yesterday where they continued to run the football and not just go 5 wide and not throw it all over the place. But just go ahead and pound it into the ground with Lev Bell.
Third and one. Third and less than one on at least one of those occasions. And Roosevelt Nix.
Do you have your notes? Do you have any editorialization on your notes?
There was a third and one where they did run it, where Villanueva let a guy in.
Yes.
And it was a 3-yard loss. But so maybe that haunted Haley saying, oh, well.
But I don't think Roosevelt Nix was in the game for that.
No,
I think it was still a single back. You know, they spread him out along the line
was.
Of scrimmage. And it makes it too easy. I'm trying to think where I don't have. I did write down insane. I think that was in the second half.
And they have Grimble, who they employed pretty heavy yesterday after McDonald got beat up a little bit. But he's okay as an H-back, too. He can come and play, kind of set back a little bit and block for people. I don't understand on this third and one stuff, on this short yardage stuff, why it's not just we're going forward with a guy who all day can go forward and knock people's faces in, and that's Rosie Nix. He, for me, was one of the MVPs yesterday.
I agree. I think you're spot on there. And sometimes with this old line, the way things were going, it's okay to let them know we're running and run. Just do it right, and you win. Hat on a hat.
Did you also happen to notice what Cincinnati did on fourth and one, where they lined up with a fullback, ran a play fake, and who was standing all by himself in the end zone?
Tight end.
Tight end.
Yes.
A backup tight end.
A white tight end named Tyler.
Okay.
Right.
They weren't yelling Heath.
Yes.
No.
No. So it was a great play call. I thought it was. But you have said that all along.
I know.
It opens that up.
They said, boy, the Steelers, they're going to run the ball. Well, no, they didn't. It's just
Jim Colony Earhart over here. Look at you.
You know what? Old Coach Earhart, that was a staple of his playbook back in the day.
Yes, it
was. Dating back to his Patriots days, actually.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.